The third of the Memches Kinyonim Shatora Nignes Bahem, the 48 attributes that help a person acquire Torah, is Arichas Vosayim, articulating with one's lips. Namely, that a person shouldn't learn silently, simply by looking at the words that he's reading, but rather he should read the words out loud. Why is this so important? One reason is that reading the words out loud helps a person remember his learning better. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Dalet tells a story that once Bruya, the wife of Rabbi Meir, saw one of his Talmidim learning silently, and she criticized him. She said the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis states, Arucha bakol ushmura, that if one's learning is expressed, if it's arucha, then it will be guarded, it'll be shmura, it'll be preserved better. Learning out loud can help a person remember his learning better, so one shouldn't learn silently. Similarly, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem, the Torah is life for those who discover it. And Chazal understood that the Pasuk should also be read, Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem, the Torah is life for those who express it, those who are motzi the words of Torah, those who learn out loud. Why is that? Why is it so important to learn out loud? On one level, there could be an element of a skula involved, that when a person learns out loud, he gets an extra zchus, and that can help him retain his learning. But it could also be that when a person learns out loud, he takes a more active role in the process of limud Torah, and that more active role can help him remember his studies better. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos offers another reason why learning out loud is so important. And that is, when a person learns out loud, it causes him to think more about what he's studying, and that will ensure that his understanding will be more accurate. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lev Chocham Yaskil Piu, the heart of a wise man will cause him to express himself with intelligence. Ve'al Sfosav Yosef Lekach, and by expressing his learning verbally, that will add to his understanding. Sometimes a person thinks he understands a concept clearly, but when he starts to express it, he realizes that there's an error in his logic, and that will cause him to rethink his approach, to correct and to refine his ideas, so that he'll arrive at the true understanding of the Torah that he's studying. The Medrash Shmuel adds a third interpretation to this concept of Arichas Vasayim. He says that the Tana uses the phrase Arichas Vasayim to hint to the idea that one should not simply learn out loud quickly, but rather he should arrange his learning in an organized fashion. His learning should be ba'aricha. It should be arranged like a shulchan aruch. Why is this so critical? Because when a person categorizes and organizes his learning, that can help deepen his understanding of the subject matter that he's studying. It can give him a new havana, a deeper havana, and it can help him retain his learning as well.